Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
Again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I encourage you to have your personal devotions with the Lord and devoting yourself unto Him and to His Word to be directed in the things of the Lord. Now, the thing that I want to mention to you today about studying the Word is, you know, we have many ways that we can study, little things that we do to help us to remember what the Scriptures say. One of the things that you can do for your children and do for husband and wife, if you have no children, something that you two can do together as far as having a time of study in the Scriptures, and it will maintain a time of communion with each other. One of the things that is good to do, walk together. Now, have some verses that you can have you as your family. These are our family verses. And start with the letter A, and this will be the family verse. Have someone to pick a verse that starts with the letter A, and they will make that the choice of the verse for the family, and everybody in the family learns that verse. Then let another one choose the next letter, the letter B, and the whole family will learn that verse. And going on down the alphabet till all of the members of the family have chosen a verse, and you keep it going. Then after the you've gone through those verses, then it's possible to let everyone see if they can say all of the verses. These are things to do. To hide the Word of God in the heart works very well with little children, that they learn verses by the alphabet. And that's something that, just a thought of this about for the family, husband and wife. One way that you can encourage each other to have the Scriptures, the Word of God, going into your heart so that the Lord can work. The Scriptures in you will be the way that the Holy Spirit of God will get a hold of your life. The Word of God in you. Receive with meekness the engrafted Word, which is able to save your souls. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the Word of His grace, which is able to build you up. So giving the Word will build up the believer, build up the saints. So that's what you want to do, is be getting the Word in to the saints and each other, encouraging each other. For the Holy Spirit of God will bring our understanding to what the Word means. Now, you know, when we memorize the Scripture and you think that you've learned everything in the verse, you diagram the verse, the sentence, and you know what the meaning of all of the words are, and you feel like you've understood what it means, and the Lord brings greater things to your understanding from that verse. The first one that I learned like that was Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. I thought, certainly I've learned everything there is to learn about this verse of Scripture. And then one day I was meditating on it, and the Lord opened up my understanding to it so great until I gasped for air. And the best picture I can understand is that I felt as though I were walking in a pool, and I knew the pool, or I was thinking the pool was only 3 feet deep. Then all of a sudden I stepped, and there is a great deeper part that was over my head, and I had to gasp for air, realizing there's more here than what I thought. And that's the way it is with the living Word of the living God. You do not sound the depths of His Word. You study it, and He increases your understanding every time you do. So do hide the Word of God in your heart. Meditate on it and watch the Lord work. Our Heavenly Father, I ask in Jesus' name for Thy blessings upon the Word. I pray Thee to direct and to use us and help us to hide Thy Word in our hearts that we might not sin against Thee. I ask for power to minister Thy Word today. Glorify Thyself at this hour for Jesus' sake. Amen. Turn, please, in the book of Genesis, chapter 22, and we'll start with verse 22, Genesis 22, 22. And it came to pass at that time that Abimelech and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, spake unto Abraham, saying, God is with thee in all that thou doest. Now, here this man Abimelech is aware of the fact of the blessings of the Lord, because the Lord had brought fear upon Abimelech for what he had done, and Abimelech was afraid to move, knowing that Abraham was God's man. That's one of the things that the world can certainly look on and see. The world wants to prosper, but the Lord is the one who brings that prosperity. And people may not believe that there is a God, but when there is answered prayer, they have no choice but to realize that there is more to life than what they've been wanting to admit. There is more to life than what they have been wanting to admit. They try to pretend that they don't believe the Word of God, and they don't want to believe that there is a God, and yet the Lord is the one who is letting us know, just very gently, that He is. And the unsaved people look on the Christian. So if we complain just as much as they do, then they will say, now, why should I want that which you're telling me I need to do? Why should I suffer or deny myself any pleasure and live like you? You're not happy. I saw a woman just recently, and we asked her what church she attended, and she told us in the name of the church. Certainly didn't represent her counsel, her countenance. She may not have been feeling well. She may have been, but she was ready to talk. And everybody in the group that I was with, we thought, you know, something, she's just not well today. Even anybody can look on the face of a person and know when there's a frown. A little child knows when a parent is not happy. And the little child can look into the face of the parent and know they're not pleased with them or they're angry. Now, why is it that we think that people cannot tell what's going on in the life? The face many times will represent what is going on in the life, the condition of a person. Are they really victorious? Are they enjoying life? Or are they angry? Well, the Christian indeed needs to be aware that we're walking around in a glass house. We're the light of the world, as the Lord has said. Now, a light in a dark place is seen by all who are in the dark. If there's nothing between the light and the person who's looking in the direction of the light. And so if you are a Christian, then you are sending out the light of the Lord into this dark world. And people can see you, and they will see you better than you see them. And you are just to send out the light and to live the light of the Lord before the world. Abimelech saw that God was with Abraham. Not only did Abimelech see it, but Phicol, the chief captain of his host, also saw that the Lord was with him. And they make this request. See, the fear of God is upon them. Now, therefore, swear unto me here by God that thou wilt not deal falsely with me, nor with my son, nor with my son's son, but according to the kindness that I have done unto thee, thou shalt do unto me and to the land wherein thou hast sojourned. I was impressed afresh by what happened here in this passage. In verse 24, Abraham said, and I will swear. So Abraham, having the upper hand now, because the fear of God is upon these people, he now also is still to be a standard, because a wrong has been committed. And he said, in verse 25, he reproved Abimelech because of a well of water which Abimelech's servants had violently taken away. And Abimelech said, I wot not who hath done this thing, neither didst thou tell me, neither yet heard I of it, but today. And so he said, I had never heard of this kind of thing. I didn't know it was going on. Now remember, this man was one that struck fear in Abraham's heart. Abraham was afraid of Abimelech. Abraham was afraid that Abimelech would take his wife. And so he got together and he devised a lie and got caught in the lie. And now the Lord has put fear in his heart. And Abraham is reproving Abimelech for the actions of his men against Abraham's men. And verse 27. Now, look at this one. It was Abimelech's men who had done wrong. Now, who do you think should pay out some kind of restitution? Who do you suppose should pay some kind of expense, some damages? Should it not be Abimelech? Should it not be Phicol, the host, somebody on Abimelech's side? Verse 7, and Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them unto Abimelech, both of them, and made a covenant. And Abraham set seven ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And notice in this, Abraham takes care of some problems that he knew existed right there. He did not wait. He told Abimelech what was wrong, and he sought to get this thing fixed before they moved further. Many times we want to move forward to the next point and not fix the problems that are at hand. And Abimelech said unto Abraham, what mean these seven ewe lambs which thou hast set by themselves? And he said, for these seven ewe lambs shalt thou take of my hand, that they may be a witness unto me that I have digged this well. So he is now leaving a testimony that he is going the distance to make sure that things are right. He is not saying to Abimelech, now you must prove to me that you're going to keep your people in check, make sure that they stay within their boundaries. No, that wasn't what he said. He just went on and said that I have digged this well. We'll make a witness. We'll settle this thing now. Put it on record. Put it in writing. Wherefore he called the place Beersheba, because there they swear, both of them. Thus they made a covenant at Beersheba. Then Abimelech rose up and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, and they returned into the land of the Philistines. And so early on in the history of the Jews, there are the Philistines who are being addressed in the scriptures here. Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba and called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. And Abraham sojourned in the Philistines' land many days. Dear Heavenly Father, we're journeying through this land, and we know not what is ahead, but we know Thou art there. Thou art with us as we travel. We thank Thee for how Thou dost work. Bless us again today for Jesus' sake. Amen. And join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina. May the Lord richly bless you.